It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Seneca 12th Annual Thunder Classic continuing here today. We're on to our second game of our triple header on KNZA, and it's the girls' side of the bracket in the first round. It's a Big East League matchup with the undefeated number 5 ranked Hiawatha Redhawks under Stacy Jasper taking on the St. Mary's Bears, who come in trying to find something with a record of 1-9. They have lost 4 consecutive games. If you're just joining us, our lone boys broadcast tonight saw Hiawatha defeat Troy in the opening round, 64-41. So it's Hiawatha and St. Mary's joining Nemaha Central and Rock Creek, 4 heavyweights in the semifinals of the Thunder Classic coming your way on Thursday. Well, let's get you the starting lineups for this girls' game tonight. We start with the road team, and that is St. Mary's. Skylar Souther is the first-year head coach. Their record is 1-9. They have lost 4 consecutive games. Veronica Hutley is a 5'2 junior, averaging 3 points per game. Carson Pauli is a 5'3 junior guard, south of 2 points and 3 rebounds a game. Lucy Keenan, a 5'3 junior, 2 points, 2 rebounds a game. Brianna Figge is a 6-foot senior forward, averaging 6 points, 5 rebounds a game. And then Emma Foster, a 5'7 sophomore, about 2 points and 4 rebounds a game. For Hiawatha, number 5 ranked in Class 3A, undefeated at 11-0. It's Michaela Williams, a 5'4 sophomore. Kylie Nelson, a 5'5 junior, who's averaging north of 20 points per game. Claire Twombly, a 5'8 senior wing. Addison Williams, a 5'6 senior guard. And Kenzie Nelson, a 5'5 senior. Redhawks, the home team on the scoreboard. Road team Bears in the all-blue uniforms. Redhawks in the home white. Game 2 of our triple header here today on KNZA from Seneca. And here we go. The tip-off controlled by the road team and the Bears of St. Mary's. Captain Kurt in studio, Brandon Tam, and we got Paige and the Hiawatha Channel crew hooked up as well, as this Bears team, again, kind of a reset mode for them this season. They're 1-9 in the year. They have lost 4 straight as they look for a dump-down pass inside, knocked away on a turnover, and a steal for Kylie Nelson. First possession, Nelson all the way to the rack. That's going to be an offensive foul. Redhawks had numbers, but Kylie Nelson thought she was going to do that one all herself, and she turns it over, and that's her first foul today. This Redhawks team up 4 spots in the latest rankings from the KBCA. They are number 5 this week, undefeated at 11-0. They beat Jeff West on Friday, 55-43. Here's St. Mary's into the front court. Left side, it's Keenan, a 3. That is a long air ball, and fighting for it in the corner, it's out of bounds. And it was last touched by Emma Foster, so St. Mary's giving it back to the Redhawks. 7:18 to go, first quarter, no score. Final game of the night here on KNZA. That'll be on the girls' side in the first round with Jackson Heights and Nemaha Central. Nelson to the rack, too easy. That's Kylie for 2. She had 21 points and 8 boards, and now St. Mary's turns it over. Another easy bucket for Kylie Nelson, and the pressure is ramping up for the home team Redhawks. Long pass near midcourt. It is Pauli with it. 1-on-2. She doesn't have numbers, but she takes it herself up through contact. And the first bucket for the junior, that is Carson Pauli. And St. Mary's off the board. It's 4-2 Redhawks. Addison Williams on a drive, lost it, taken away, and then taken right back by Kenzie Nelson. Here's a 3 on the way. It's missing off the right rim, trying to chase it down in the corner. Finally, St. Mary's gathering with Emma Foster. Then had to throw it off a Redhawk, and the Bears keep the possession. Kind of a frantic pace, 90 seconds in, 4-2, Hiawatha leading. 2 buckets by Kylie Nelson, the bucket for St. Mary's by Carson Pauli. This pressure could be a problem for St. Mary's. Another tip pass on the far side of the floor by Nelson. That was Kylie once again. In the story of all of our area teams, this Redhawks girls team might be at the top of it at this point in the season, undefeated at 11-0. Here's a trap at midcourt. Bears trying to break that pressure. They do with Hutley. Long pass into the corner. This is Keenan. Right back to Hutley up top. Little dump down. Shot up in. The paint is good. Brianna Figge, the 6-foot senior, She's going to have a big game today. They want to pull off the upset on the Redhawks. That's her first basket. We're tied at four. Kylie Nelson, a quick three, right wing, and she's got all seven to start. Her 32nd May triple hits it at 32%, 7-4 Redhawks, 5:55 to go first quarter, and another turnover right at midcourt. Up the floor, bouncing it to Williams, and out of bounds. Redhawks turn it over. Again, the pressure is ramped up in the full court. Stacy Jasper, second-year head coach, 23-9. .542 to go in this first quarter of play. 7-4 is our score, and that is another turnover for the Bears. A little bit of a miscue there. We're back up and running here on KNCA. Here's Addison Williams, or Michaela Williams, I should say. Now Addison, back to Michaela, left side, beautiful ball fake. Gets to the block, tried to scoop up a wild shot, but that's going to be a travel. Now the Redhawks have turned it over three times here in the first 3.5 minutes, but they lead St. Mary's 7-4. Bears trying to break this press. Dump it back to Foster, angling left into the front court. Figgy a touch left side on the wing. Backside pass on the right block. This is Pauli. Here's a drive by Huttley. Tough shot. That is going to graze the back iron, but offensive rebound by Figgy to keep it alive here for the Bears. Down on the block, trying to go to work. Tough shot, no go. Rebound Hiawatha on the backside. Michaela Williams up the floor. Addison backing off. Bears have good transition defense there. Redhawks reset. Here's Addison Williams on a drive. Soft touch from the left block for two. Redhawks out to a 9-4 lead. They have scored the last five. And the Bears turn it over once again on the inbounds. That is going to be a problem. Well, again, I mentioned just kind of the struggles for this St. Mary's team. They had one of the best players in the state last year in Hayden Heim, who's playing Division II ball at Central Missouri. And kind of just one of those years, just kind of a reset. This Bears team at 1-9, their lone win against Maranatha Christian Academy. As Remy Sieben-Morgan has checked in here for the Redhawks, little stop and pop off the fake, no good. Kenzie Nelson fighting for an offensive rebound to keep it alive for the Redhawks. Fresh shot clock, 4.5 minutes to go first quarter, 9-4 Redhawks. Here's a tough pull-up, Kylie Nelson from the free throw line, off the miss, two Redhawks fighting for it. And somehow coming away with it is Remy Sieben-Morgan. A third opportunity, Kylie Nelson a three, and another offensive rebound, this time by Laura Lears. This is the fourth opportunity on this possession. Here's Kenzie Nelson, a post touch, right block. Spins through a double team. Now Michaela Williams, nice ball fake. Angles in the lane, left the floater short. Another offensive rebound, give it five opportunities, and Remy Sieben-Morgan finally putting it up and in. Boy, that is too many opportunities on one possession. Here is Pauli into the front court, threw up a tough shot, tried to draw the foul, didn't get a call, and it's taken away by Laura Lears. 11-4 Redhawks, 3:40 to go, first quarter. Here is a long two straight away. It's going to be an air ball by Michaela Williams, and it's saved in by the Redhawks, but right to St. Mary's and Figgy. Good hustle there by Sieben-Morgan, and the Bears have it down seven, under 3.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Here's a long pass to Lucy Keenan. Now Huntley tries a three. It was on target but long. But that long rebound right to Figgy. Her second chance no good. And a rebound finally cleared away by Kenzie Nelson. 11-4 Redhawks. They are on a 7-0 run. Redhawks at 11-0 on the season. They have won 15 of their last 16. When you go back to the end of last season with that lone loss in the sub-state tournament. Here's Sieben-Morgan for three left corner. It's an air ball. A rebound for Figgy in St. Mary's. Here's Huntley into the front court, long pass left wing. Now into the corner it goes, Pauli. Here's a drive, here's a shot, and for two, it is Veronica Huntley. The Bears stop that 7-0 run. Redhawks leading 11-6, 2:40 to go in this opening quarter. This Redhawks team has been so good, both sides of the ball, scoring over 53 points per game. There's a three, Williams. No, it was in and out. And a rebound for Figgy. She's already got four boards here in the first five-plus minutes. St. Mary's trying to chip into a five-point deficit. Figgy, nice little move, but they're going to call a foul. Thought for a second they might have got her with a travel, but kept that pivot foot down. And a foul on the Redhawks inside. It's on the floor. It's against Sieben-Morgan. And it's the second team foul. Three fresh faces in for the Redhawks. Pauli Rocky has checked in. Addison Williams has checked back in as well. And Claire Twombly is in as well. Here's a quick three, left corner. It's buried by Lucy Keenan. They're actually going to call it a two, beg your pardon. So a long deuce makes it 11-8. It's a 4-0 run for the Bears, and they're back to within four here. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here's a drive, shot, no. Second chance, up and out. Fighting for the rebound. Can the Redhawks get a third opportunity? Finally, a whistle and a tie-up. The offensive rebounds have been kind of a story here, picking up off that first boys game where Hiawatha dominated Troy in the rebound department. Right now we got 1:58 to go in this first quarter. Hiawatha leading it 11-8 on St. Mary's. These two will play their league contest later on next month in their first matchup this season. Here's Rocky in the left corner. Diving is Twombly. Turning to her right. Figgy rejects it, but they're going to call a jump ball. She had all meat of the paw on that one, and the alternating possession giving it back to the Bears. St. Mary's down three. And you look at the brackets, Rock Creek defeating Holton earlier today, 77-33. Of course, the winner of this game will get the winner of our next game with Nemaha Central and Jackson Heights in the semifinals on Thursday. Here's Figgy, a post touch. That pass a little bit too heavy, and it's taken away. Another turnover by the Bears. Three-point lead for the Redhawks. Addison Williams in the paint. Up top kick. Polly Rocky a three. Front rim no. Fighting for it inside. Another chance. That one no good. And tipped out of bounds off the third opportunity. Boy, Stephen Morgan really battling inside for those offensive rebounds and salvaging another opportunity on this possession for Hiawatha. Minute 13 to go in the first. 11-8 is our score. Redhawks by a three. Have the possession. They set it up in the corner for Twombly. Wide open for three. It's high off the heel. Stephen Morgan, another offensive rebound. Extra effort on the glass. And now this one taken away by Huntley at midcourt. Turnover by the Redhawks. Huntley for two. She got it. Veronica Huntley has two baskets and 4 points. And the Bears on a 6-0 run. It is a one-point lead now for the Redhawks at 11-10. Bears showing some fight, just 1-9 on the year. Tough shot, Addison Williams. How about it? Stephen Morgan, another offensive rebound. She's got 5 rebounds here in the first quarter. With another second chance up here. Polly Rocky, left side, curling around a screen. Tough pass through traffic. And then she's trying to take it back away, but the Bears come away with a steal. Final 27 seconds of the first quarter, 11-10 our score. Bears could play for the final shot. They set it back up top here with Polly. Huntley up top. She's got 4 here in the quarter. Pass into the corner with Foster. Now Figgy inside, quickly doubled, had it knocked away, and they're going to say last touch by the Bears. So 12 and a half seconds to go in the quarter. Redhawks bring back Michaela Williams and Kenzie Nelson. And taking seats here, Lears and Rocky. But the Bears are fighting hard. They're on a 6-0 run here. Redhawks can close out the quarter with a final shot. 12 and a half seconds left. Addison Williams rolls it in, picks it up, does Kylie Nelson at midcourt. 9 seconds and counting. Addison with it, high right on the wing. Wants to set it up. Kenzie Nelson, deep left wing three, not there. Tipped into the far corner, picked up by St. Mary's, and that's going to take us to the end of the first quarter. So a grind of a first quarter, both teams struggling with turnovers, but the Bears are in it. Undefeated Hiawatha leading St. Mary's at the end of one. Our score is 11-10. 60-second timeout, second quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Tired of insurance jargon? Need fast, reliable coverage for your busy life? Riverstone Insurance Group makes it simple for auto, home, condo, and renter's insurance at riverstonegroup.com. Need something more? We also offer comprehensive life and business insurance tailored by local experts. We're local, we're trusted, and we're here to protect what matters most. Get a quote online or call Riverstone Insurance Group today. Riverstone Insurance Group. Smart coverage simplified.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Yep. Well, second game of our triple header here at the Thunder Classic on KNZA. It's a girls' contest in the first round. We go to the second quarter. Undefeated Hiawatha leading St. Mary's. It's 11-10, but it was a 6-0 run by the Bears to close out that first period. Red Hawks with the opening possession. Shot up good, but a foul on the floor. Hard drive by Kenzie Nelson, but negate that basket. And the St. Mary's foul going against Jadelyn Breeze, a 5'10 junior, who was checked in for the first time. Leading scorer, actually, for this Bears team coming off the bench here in this one today. Nelson right side. This is Twombly on the dribble baseline. Figgy with the cutoff. Back up top, Kenzie Nelson. Why not? She can do it. And that's why a big-time three straight away. Kylie Nelson. She's got 10 points here already in the first half, and it's 14-10, Hiawatha. It's her second three of the game. Figgy inside, wide open for two. What a pass from Breeze. That was nicely done, big to big, and Figgy's got four to go along with four rebounds, and the Bears are down two. It's 14-12. It's 7-10 to go in the first half. Here is Nelson, left side, Addison Williams, cut off on the baseline, long skip pass, Kylie Nelson driving, losing her footing, kicks it out though to Michaela Williams. She'll knife her way in the lane and nearly got a shot to go, and Breeze high for the rebound, pulling that away with three white jerseys draped all around her. Well, the Bears have a chance to tie or take the lead, but a timeout's got to be called. Hiawatha set a good trap right at midcourt. Putley nearly turned it over, but a good timeout called there by the Bears. And I think it is a 30, so we will follow suit. We'll keep it right here, I should say. Again, our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Queued up on the Hiawatha channel, Page and Company, Kirk Hillman in studio, Brendan Tabman here on KNZA. Second of three games tonight at the Thunder Classic, the first round games here in Seneca. Hiawatha boys advancing. They will get St. Mary's on Thursday in the semifinals. Dominant for the Hiawatha boys, winning their 10th consecutive game. And right now, the Hiawatha girls, who are looking to stay undefeated, number 5 in 3A this week, getting a battle here early from the Bears. It's 14-12, 6:44 to go in this first half. Lucy Keenan in for the Bears after that timeout. Hiawatha going to set up that full court pressure. And a lazy pass that is taken away. Oh, and they alternate turnovers back and forth. Bears get it right back. Figgy into the front court here. This is Pauli. Into the corner it goes. Keenan dribbles out of some trouble. Now a elbow touch. And a left side three is going to be on the way, and that's going to be buried by Lucy Keenan. 5 points in the first half, and the Bears have their first lead of the game. It's 15-14. At one point, it was 11-4 Hiawatha. Here is a drive, scoop shot up and good. Michaela Williams to the rack for two. The Red Hawks retake the lead, 16-15. 2 minutes into this second quarter. Bears do a great job breaking the press. Breeze, right wing. Back up top it goes. They reverse it to Figgy. Into the corner with Keenan, where she just knocked down a three a moment ago. Here's Breeze, the post touch. They get it back along the perimeter here. Hiawatha extending out this zone defense. Here's Breeze from Figgy. Fade away. Oh, it's going to wedge in between the backboard and the rim, so that's going to be a jump ball. And the possession arrow. I think it's pointing, well, they're needing to get some help to get this ball down, and they call out Hiawatha's Ethan Morton, who had a nice day, and their win against Troy. So with that stick of the ball wedged on the glass in the backboard, the possession arrow is going to keep it with the Bears. Hiawatha leading at 16-15, 5:39 to go, second quarter. All right, so a little stoppage of play. Back to it here, throwing it in. Veronica Hutley for the Bears, right side of her own backboard. Long pass into the left corner with Keenan. Dribbles out of some trouble. And at the free throw line, diving Figgy off the window. Well, Figgy's got the size inside. She's listed at 6 feet tall, and she's got six. And the Bears retake the lead, 17-16, 5:25 to go first half. Here's Kylie Nelson dribbling in from the right wing. Tough floater, hits off the heel, fighting for the rebound, and it's ripped away by Kenzie Nelson. Kylie can thank Kenzie for that one. Second chance opportunity. Once again, Callie Nelson. Another three and another one. She hits it. Her last three makes have been from downtown. She's got 13 of the 19 Red Hawk points, and it's 19-17 Hiawatha. Just under 5 minutes to go in this first half. Here's Breeze into the front court, and that's going to be a carry and a turnover by the Bears. 9 first half turnovers for St. Mary's. Sub in for the Red Hawks. Laura Lears back in, replacing Kenzie Nelson. This game was 11-10 Hiawatha at the end of the first quarter. St. Mary's closing out that first period on a 6-0 run. We've had multiple lead changes here in this second quarter, but right now the Red Hawks with the ball leading 19-17. Here is Williams. Little stop, little pop, left it short from 15. Free throw line rebound picked up by the Red Hawks. They are dominating the rebounding here in this game so far. So a second chance opportunity once again. We saw a possession in the first quarter where Hiawatha got 4 offensive rebounds on the drive. Count it and 1. Michaela Williams for 2. She's got 4 and it's 21-17 Red Hawks. Count the basket. Chance for that 3-point play. They get the foul on Jadelyn Breeze, her second. Keenan comes out as Emma Foster checks back in for the Bears. Red Hawks, a late sub two from Coach Stacy Jasper. Remy Siebenmorgan back in. We got 4:24 to go until the half. 21-17 Red Hawks. Michaela Williams at the line. This will be her 73rd free throw attempt of the season. And that is her 47th make from the line. And she's got 5 all in the second quarter. 22-17 Red Hawks. 4:19 to go. First half. Bears get it into the front court. Figgy back into the corner. Far side. Pauli. Now Breeze, back up top, Huttley between the rings. Long skip pass, Breeze in the corner for 3. Rattles it in. Jadelyn Breeze. Her 19th made 3 this season. She averages nearly 14 a game. It is 22-20 Redhawks. Nelson trying to answer, can't do so from the right wing. Long rebound for Huttley, quickly doubled, and then launching it up the floor into the near side corner with Pauli. Here's Breeze, an elbow jumper. Can't get it to go. Rebound Hiawatha. Now it's on the floor. Bears almost got a steal, but taken away by Lears. 3:35 to go, second quarter. 22-20, Red Hawks by a deuce. Here is Nelson. Now Lears, post-touch. Siebenmorgan kicks it back right wing. Williams the ball fake. Elbow jumper, well done. Michaela Williams, 7, all in the second quarter. It is 24-20, Red Hawks. 3:17 and counting, first half. And a timeout's going to be called as the Bears work it into the front court. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. Timeout on KNCA brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break. You're looking for that snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Well, Paige, alongside Hiawatha Channel crew, this 1-9 St. Mary's team, giving the Hiawatha Redhawks a battle here in the first half. Still north of 3 minutes to go in this second quarter, but the Redhawks a 24-20 lead.
Hiawatha is doing a great job on the offensive rebounds. However, they need to take more care of the ball, be concise with their passes, and make sure that they're taking time. They don't have to rush offensive plays. They can set up something, get a good pass into the post, kick it back out for a 3, and this is how they're going to break away in this game.
And the Redhawks right now out-rebounding St. Mary's 14-8 here in the first half. Right now the scoring, heavy chunk. Kylie Nelson with 13, Michaela Williams with 7. And then the other 4, 2 from Madison Williams, 2 from Remy Siebenmorgan. St. Mary's being led by Brianna Figge with 6. They got 5 from Lucy Keenan, 4 from Veronica Huttley, 3 from Breeze, and then 2 from Pauli. So out of the timeout, Bears in the front court with the ball down, 4 approaching the final 3 minutes of this second quarter. Hiawatha extending out that pressure, right side pass on the wing. Right now it's Pauli with the basketball, being hounded into the corner with Huttley. Long pass to Breeze up top, little ball fake, looking for Figgy, not there. Now Figgy gets a touch right wing inside the 3-point line, looking for a cutter, nobody there, and it's a steal for Kylie Nelson. 10 turnovers now for the Bears, long pass up the floor, gathering, and somehow able to put it up and in was Michaela Williams. What touch underneath. She's got 9, and it's 26-20 Redhawks. 2:34 to go in this first half. Long pass, Pauli in the left corner, back up top to Figgy. Looks left, goes back to Huttley, right side on the wing. 3-2 zone defense right now for the Redhawks. It is well extended beyond three-point line. Here's a nice drive, good pass, but a shot is left short. Fighting for her own rebound was Emma Foster, and the Bears able to salvage a possession here with a fresh shot clock. Foster couldn't quite get maybe a better look than that underneath, but again, fighting for the offensive rebound, and that's going to be a travel on Figge. Lifting up that pivot foot right in front of the midcourt line, and that's 11 St. Mary's turnovers. Kenzie Nelson back in, replacing Remy Sieben Morgan for the Red Hawks. We've got 2:04 to go in this first half. The Red Hawks with the ball after the Bears turnover, leading it 26-20. They led it 11-10 after the first, and right now their lead is 6. Here's Laura Lears, a touch right wing, cutting, shooting, missing, offensive rebound, and that's been a big story. Free throws coming for Hiawatha, extra effort from Claire Twombly on the offensive glass. Emma Foster picks up the foul, her first, team third, 26-20 Redhawks, 1:53 to go in the half. And Twombly, chance to get her first points of the game, and she misfires the first free throw. Addison Williams checking back in for Hiawatha right there, replacing Lears. Twombly trying to go one for two, can't do so, she missed them both, rebound St. Mary's. So it stays 26-20 Red Hawks, under a minute 50 to go in this second quarter. Bears got to work it, it's beyond the midcourt line, and they get it into the corner with Figge. Now Breeze on the right wing, turning, facing, back to Figge in the corner. Now a post touch for Foster, good ball movement here, a little triangle offense, three was on target but short by Breeze. And a rebound for Addison Williams. That was a well-played possession there by the Bears. Good movement. Got a good look. Just couldn't convert. Final 1:20 of this first half. 26-20 Redhawks. They have the possession with 20 on the shot clock. Here's Polly Rocky. NBA range. Three and the bank's open. Pass six here in Seneca. Thank you. That's her 14th made three this season. And it's 29-20. Redhawks. Kind of building out this lead here late second quarter. There's a trap in the corner, but a good look. Free throw line jumper. That's a smooth J with the right hand for Brianna Figge. She's got 8 points, 4 rebounds to lead the Bears. 29-22 Redhawks. Still a good difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Sister to sister, Kenzie for three. That was a brick, but a long rebound by Kylie to keep it alive. And now she'll fire and miss a three straight away. Rebound cleared away by Breeze and the Bears. About a 2 second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. There's a good trap by the Redhawks right in front of midcourt, far side. And it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Hiawatha. Lucy Keenan checking back in for the Bears, replacing Emma Foster. So we got 28.9 on the game clock, 27 on the shot clock. They go inside to Figge real quick, going to work. Had it knocked away, but a foul called on the Redhawks. That'll turn off the shot clock. That's the first foul on the Redhawks here in the second quarter. Addison Williams chopping down at that. Figge was trying to go to work on the left block. So the shot clock off. Breeze, a quick fire from the left elbow. Just barely grazed the rim short, and it's picked up by Kenzie Nelson. Final 17 seconds of the first half. Redhawks by 7 with the ball. Here's Addison Williams. Wide open, left wing 3. Kansas. Big shot, Addison Williams, 32-22, Redhawks, final 5 seconds here of the half. Bears get it up the floor, Pauli back up top, Huntley shot blocked, and that takes us to the halftime break. A strong finish by the undefeated number 5 ranked Redhawks, and right now in this first round game at the Thunder Classic, they lead Big East League foe St. Mary's 32-22 after the first 16 minutes. Halftime show coming your way next, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online, highlandcc.edu. We got more after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood and stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? TexRx Pharmacy has you covered. TexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, TexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At TexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit TexRx.com to book your consult with TexRx Pharmacy today.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more. 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Tired of the same old spot? Then you gotta get down to Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. We're your home for all the big games, with plenty of TVs to catch every play, from college to pro. But it's not just about the score, it's about the grub. We've got killer burgers, crispy wings, loaded nachos, and those specials that make your taste buds sing. Cold drinks, hot food, great company. That's the Sideline's promise. Whether you're meeting friends after work, catching the game, or just looking for a friendly face and a great meal, Sideline is the place to be. Find us in Sabetha, Kansas. Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. Your team, your food, your town.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, we're queued up on KNZA. We're helping out the folks here. Paige Mueller alongside Brandon Sadman with you, our second of our triple header girls game here at the Thunder Classic first round. And right now, the undefeated number 5 ranked Hiawatha Redhawks leading it over St. Mary's 32-22. Paige, just a quick first half thought. You know, this Bears team, they were grinding. You know, they got down 11-4, got it to 11-10 at the end of one. They kind of kept it there, but final 3 minutes of that second quarter dominated by the Redhawks, turning defense into offense.
Last year, St. Mary's actually beat Hiawatha 59-43, and yes, that had to do with Hayden Himes, but a lot of these girls, they were on that team. They played Hiawatha, they know their style, they can compete against them with the height, with the speed. I think St. Mary's is giving Hiawatha a run for the money simply because they want to.
Yeah, no doubt, and again, we're seeing a great game from Kylie Nelson. She's been doing it all year, averaging 20-plus. Coming into this tournament, she had 13 in the first half. Michaela Williams, how about all 9 of her points in the second quarter? Outside of that, they got 5 from Addison Williams, 3 from Polly Rocky, and 2 from Remy Sieben Morgan. Now on the other side for St. Mary's, just trying to battle, a 1-19 coming in. They've lost 4 straight since their lone win against Maranatha Christian Academy. They have a chance. Let's see if they can make a run in the third quarter. Brianna Figge, 6-foot senior, 8 points, 4 rebounds to lead the Bears. Outside of that, they got 5 from Lucy Keenan. They got 4 from Veronica Huttley. They got 3 from Jade Lynn Breeze, and they also got 2 in the books from Carson Pauli. Some of the team numbers in the first half for St. Mary's, they had 11 turnovers, 11 rebounds. They did not attempt a free throw, and they knocked down 3 threes for Hiawatha. They had 8 turnovers in the first half, 18 rebounds. They were 1 of 3 at the line, and they knocked down 4 from behind the arc. Halftime score of this girls' contest. First round of the 12th annual Thunder Classic. undefeated, number 5 ranked Hiawatha leading St. Mary's 32-22. More halftime coverage after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way, with help from Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha have been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots. In downtown Hiawatha, visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
My name is Sue, and I became a patient at Luker Chiropractic and Wellness in December of 2024. One day after attending a basketball game, I woke up with a terrible neck pain. After putting up with this for 4 days and the recommendation of my husband, I went and saw Dr. Luker. This was my first experience with chiropractic care, and I'm happy to report that after a series of adjustments, my neck pain is gone. I have now advanced to monthly wellness care, and I am very grateful for the help I received at Luker Chiropractic and Wellness.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime of the second game of our triple header here on KNZA. The Hiawatha girls in the first round of the Thunder Classic here in Seneca, leading St. Mary's 32-22 at the halftime break. Well, it is midseason tournament week. Let's get you some scores from games played earlier today. At the Burlington tournament, the Silver Lake girls, a dominant first-round win over Paola, 61-28. The Sabetha boys in the Burlington tournament, they knock out the two-seed Girard, 53-27. And they're going to play the winner of Silver Lake and Paola later on this week. Of course, here at the Thunder Classic on the boys' side, Rock Creek, number 1 in 4A, defeating Jackson Heights, 82-45. And our first game on KNCA today was the boys' side in the Classic. It was Hiawatha defeating Troy, avenging their lone loss, that final 64-41. Final 60-second timeout, Hiawatha St. Mary's girls, second half, coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates. For body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, halfway through our coverage here at the Thunder Classic in Seneca, our second of three games on KNCA. We're starting the third quarter. The undefeated number 5 ranked Hiawatha girls, a 32-22 lead on league foe St. Mary's as we are now underway. Quarter 3, Red Hawks, quick trigger left side, why not? And who else? Kylie Nelson Her last four makes have been from behind the arc. She has got 16, and it's 35-22. Redhawks now their largest lead in tonight's game. Redhawks come out in a 2-3 zone. Bears get up the floor. Have it in the front court here. Looking for Breeze. Fading away. Free throw line. That's a difficult finish. Jade Lynn Breeze came off the bench. She's got five tonight, and it's 35-24 Redhawks. Both teams getting a bucket on their opening possession, and the Redhawks right back up the floor. Right side triple, Addison Williams. 38-24 Redhawks. Williams now with 8 points in the game. First minute gone by in this third quarter. Long skip pass, far side to Hutley. Hutley now to Breeze on the block, quickly doubled. Back into the corner with Hutley, and a foul on Hiawatha underneath. First foul of the third quarter, going against the Redhawks, and Addison Williams, that's her second. 6:58 to go, third quarter, wide open, Keenan a three, making Hiawatha pay for the lackadaisical defense there on the inbounds. Couple of threes in this game for Keenan, she's got eight, and it's 38-27, both teams. A little bit hotter on the offensive end here to start quarter number three. Kylie Nelson thought about the heat check, closed out quickly, now curling around the arc. Man-to-man defense by the Bears. Now Addison Williams, she just hit one, trying again. This time it's no good. Fighting for the rebound, up high with it, and Breeze finally comes away with it for the Bears. Four rebounds in the game for Jade Lynn Breeze, and it's 38-27. Redhawks by 11, Bears in the front court. Good defense, Michaela Williams knocking that pass out of bounds. So our next game and our final game of our triple header will be the final first-round game in the girls' bracket, host Nemaha Central and Jackson Heights. Winner of this game will get the winner of that game coming up on Thursday in the semifinals. Bears a missed shot. Redhawks back into the front court, leading by 11, about 2 minutes into the third quarter. How about Kenzie Nelson? Beautiful move on the block for two. Got it on the right block, turned to her left. Put it up and in off the window, makes it 40-27 Redhawks, 5:53 and counting third quarter. Bears trying to get something moving on offense. Hiawatha sticking with that zone defense here to start this third quarter. Here's Figgy in the post, turnaround, tough shot, but a foul called. Brianna Figgy will go to the line for the Bears. Redhawks foul on Claire Twombly, her first. Team foul number two on the Redhawks. 40-27, the Redhawks leading. And Figgy at the line, in and out on the first free throw. Actually, the first free throw attempts for the Bears in this game. Figgy came in at 58%, averaging almost 6 points and five rebounds a game. And her second free throw is good. She goes one for two and has nine to lead the Bears. 40-28 Redhawks, a dozen lead for the undefeated Redhawks as we are approaching the final 5.5 minutes of this third quarter. Here's Addison Williams, one dribble left, right back to Kylie Nelson again. This time she short arms a three, gets her own rebound all the way to the rack, and can't make the second attempt. Sister right there to the trash and put it up and in for two. Kenzie Nelson off to Kylie Miss, 42-28 Redhawks. 5:15 to go, third quarter. Quick trigger, left side, a long two. That's an air ball by Breeze, and a backside rebound for Kenzie Nelson. Nelson working the PG position, drives in, kicks to Kylie. Ball fake, long two, no. Another offensive rebound and a foul underneath. Claire Twombly, hard-earned, couple free throws coming up for her.
Hiawatha is again doing a great job on the rebounding defensively and offensively as all the players are getting involved for the Redhawks.
Now the 5'8 senior Claire Twombly looking for her first points in this game. She went 0-2 at the line in the first half, and she knocks down the first free throw attempt here. Makes it 43-28 Redhawks. Emma Foster checking back in for St. Mary's, replacing a 6-foot senior in Brianna Figgy. And the second is pure as well. So 2 for 2 for Claire Twombly. And the largest lead for the Redhawks at 16 at 44-28. Under 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Hiawatha trying to move that record to 12-0 on the season. They moved up 4 spots this week in the latest ranks from KBCA from number 9 to number 5. Bears working the possession, 15 on the shot clock, and a whistle and a foul on the perimeter. Hutley was dribbling, and reaching in was Hiawatha. And get Michaela Williams with her first and team foul number 3. Now, we saw Michaela Williams on Friday against Jeff West with the old-fashioned jersey swap at one point in that game. Went from zero, her normal number, to 23. Got the zero jersey cleaned up nicely here for this first-round matchup with St. Mary's tonight. Fresh shot clock here for the Bears. They're down 16. They skip it right side to Huntley on the wing. Driving in, forcing a really tough shot. Not sure how that even went in, but that is a big-time finish. Veronica Huntley, who's got six in the game for the Bears, and it's 44-30 Red Hawks. Kylie Nelson, another three. She's wide open. Man, they got to close out. 19 in her last five makes have all been from downtown. 47-30. She now has 36 made threes this season, and now a steal and a transition opportunity up the floor. Kylie Nelson, another deuce. 21 for Kylie Nelson, and the Redhawks blowing it open. It's 49-30 at 3:45 to go, third quarter. That is one thing about this Redhawks team. They can fill it up quickly. Felt like the Bears had kind of kept themselves in it for a majority of this game, but now they look up, they're down 19. And now they turn it over. Huntley did not see her heel on the sideline. That is 13 turnovers tonight for the Bears. Brianna Figge back into the game. Jadelyn Breeze as well down low. Bears got two really good post players. And a lot of the perimeter players really getting their first taste of the varsity level here this season. Here's Nelson again. Ball faking, driving, getting bumped underneath. And they're going to call an illegal screen on Hiawatha. Twombly moving just a touch, trying to get Kylie open to the bucket. It is team foul number 4 and turnover number 9 against the Redhawks here in this one. 3:20 to go, third quarter. Redhawks have ballooned it to a 19-point lead at 49-30.
They're outscoring St. Mary's so far 17-8 in this quarter.
Now the Bears again just kind of kept it somewhat close in the first half, but as Paige mentioned, it's been a pretty dominant Redhawks third quarter, and now another dominant possession for the Redhawks as they get another steal with Kylie Nelson. She averages nearly 4 steals a game. Little stop and pop in transition. Couldn't get it to go. Second chance up and no, as it was missed by Remy Steven Morgan. And finally, we get a tie up underneath, and the possession arrow back to the Bears. Offensive rebounding, crucial stat, and the advantage of Hiawatha in this game. Bears working back into the front court, right to left. They operate on offense here in the second half. Under 3 minutes to go now in this third quarter. Redhawks still in the zone defense, leading it by 19. Here's Figge in the corner. Now Huntley up top. Dribbles a couple times left. Now Breeze. Right back to Pauli. Now Huntley, a wing drive. Another tough shot. Nearly got it to go high off the window. And ripping it away inside is Addison Williams with her fourth rebound. Kylie Nelson in the front court. Stops on the right wing. A little three on the way. That's an air ball. And once again, Sister Kenzie bailing her out underneath with a second chance opportunity. Michaela Williams will try a three, just grazed the rim, missing left. Chasing in the corner is Kylie Nelson, another offensive rebound. Here's Kenzie down low, had it kind of kicked off her foot, and a turnover by the Redhawks. 2:05, clock moving third quarter. 49-30, Redhawks in front. Oh, good pass inside, but missing the bunny is Figge, and a rebound cleared away by Williams. Williams into the front court. Kylie Nelson again from three. It is bottom. Kylie Nelson, 24. That is her sixth made three. What's the girls' record?
Should have looked.
Paige, a timeout for the Bears as it's now 52-30. It is all Hiawatha now blowing it open here in quarter number three. Well, maybe Paige can do some digging during the timeouts. Of course, you had Michael Jensen, 7 made threes, a school record on Friday. Right now, Kylie Nelson, she has 24 and 6 threes with 1:40 to go in the third. Redhawks 52, Bears 30. Back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Synex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Well, can we see two of the same record broken for Hiawatha in about a 3-day span? So Friday, we were at Hiawatha against Jeff West. Michael Jensen had 26 points. He hit 7 threes in that win. That broke a school record that went back to the mid-90s. But now we're sitting here as the undefeated Redhawks lead the Bears by 22 late third quarter here in the Thunder Classic. Kylie Nelson has made 6 threes tonight. She has 24. The record was Clara Lindstrom with 7 back in 2022. So, Paige, can we see it again?
I have a good feeling.
Well, it's been a heat check hot kind of night for Kylie Nelson, but that's business per usual. Back to the action, under 90 seconds to go here in the quarter, and the Bears turn it over right away. And hard into the front court was Michaela Williams, and bumping on the defensive effort in transition was Veronica Huttley, and she is going to pick up the foul. So if Kylie Nelson can knock down one more three, that'll tie a school record for threes in a game. Career high, 29 points in a game earlier at Sabetha this season. Right now she's sitting at 24. Here's Kenzie Nelson, nice ball fake, dribbles in the lane, off-balance floater with the right hand, off the window for two. Kenzie Nelson, 6 points to go along with her 7 rebounds, and it's a 24-point Hiawatha lead. They led it by 10 at half, and ballooning it open here in the third quarter. A post-touch for Breeze, and she's up quickly. This time they get Kenzie Nelson with her first and team foul number 5. So free throws coming for the Bears. Jade Lynn Breeze, 11 of 19 at the line this season, 58%. Just the second trip to the line for the Bears in this game tonight. And the first free throw a little bit strong, no good for Breeze, the 5'10 junior, who did not start tonight, came off the bench, and is the leading scorer and rebounder for this Bears team at just south of 14 points and north of 7 rebounds in contest. Second for Breeze, got it to go. She goes 1-for-2, has 6 in the game tonight, and it's 54-31 Hiawatha with under a minute to go here in the third period. Oh, Ryan Kylie Nelson has the dribble on the perimeter. Bears yelling, get up on her. She going to shoot it. But hands it off this time to Lears. Back up top, Kenzie wants to hand it off to Kylie. Around the arc from left to right. Backing up for 3, number 7. Can't get it. It was short. Tipped underneath and ripped away by the Bears. And it was Huttley who got the rebound. About a 1-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Bears could essentially play for the final shot. Instead, they turn it over. 16 turnovers. Looking for a backdoor cut inside, and now the shot clock is off here for Hiawatha, leading by 23. Here's Kylie Nelson into the front court, angles right, hands it off to Rocky, right back to Kylie on the wing. 14 seconds to go in the quarter. Rocky left side, gets to the free throw line, right side. It's Kylie going to work, gets in the lane, dumps it down, Kenzie, beautifully done. Sibling love right there, 8 points for Kenzie, an assist for Kylie. And that's going to take us to the end of the third quarter. Dominant for the number 5 ranked Redhawks. 8 minutes away from moving to 12-0 on the season. It is 56-31 at the end of the third quarter. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A friend is someone who knows where you came from. Someone who always shows up when you need them. Someone who's there for the good times and the challenging ones. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans backed by the team J.D. Power, ranked number 1 in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 7 of the last 8 years.
Call your local Shelter agents, Courtney Boswell in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Hi, this is Reggie Haney here at Garrett's Country Mart in Sabetha. I'd love to encourage you to come shop at our locally owned and operated grocery store. With over 200 years of management experience, our staff is knowledgeable and friendly. We are a full-service store with meat cutters, produce, and a full-service bakery and deli serving the best fried chicken in town. Come check us out, and thanks for shopping local at Garrett's Country Mart.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Seneca. First round coverage of the 12th annual Thunder Classic. Alongside Paige and the Hiawatha Channel crew, Brandon Tam and Kirk Hillman here on KNZA. Well, the number 5 ranked team in Class 3A, Hiawatha, looking to go to 12-0. We could see a record tied. Kylie Nelson missing a left side 3. First possession, no go for the Red Hawks. Rebound cleared away by Huttley. 7 made threes in a game, the record in Hiawatha girls basketball. Right now, Kylie Nelson has made 6 in this one tonight. We got 7:35 to go, but the Red Hawks leading it by 25. Red Hawks outscored the Bears 24-9 in that third quarter to really blow this game open. Bears came into this one just 1-9 on the season with 4 straight losses. And we get a whistle and a foul. Dribbling was Figgy on the perimeter. And a little handsy there was Hiawatha. They get Remy Siebenmorgen with her second. And the first foul on either side, 39 seconds into the fourth quarter. So we mentioned it. We saw Michael Jensen break the 3-pointers made in a game record on Friday against Jeff West. And a couple days later, we'll see. Kylie Nelson needs one to tie it, 2 to break it. Here is Figgy, high right, looking for a cutting breeze, and she lost the heat from the pass, and taken away by Hiawatha, another steal, Kenzie Nelson. Here's Kylie, beautiful bounce pass, wide open, missing the shot underneath is Siebenmorgen, and able to get her own rebound, but then she threw it away. Like Kylie Nelson, Remy's going to owe her a soda pop from the vending machine, giving away that easy assist. Get a whistle and a foul, Bears in the front court, it's on the floor against Hiawatha. And you get Kylie Nelson with her second. 6:50 to go in the game. It's Hawks leading it by 25. Here's Huntley. Wide open. Figgy inside. That's a beautifully set inbounds play. Brianna Figgy now in double figures with 11. And it's 56-33 Red Hawks at 6:40 to go in the game. We got Nemaha Central and Jackson Heights, our final game of this triple header tonight on KNZA. Winner of this one will play the winner of that one on Thursday in the semifinals. Missed shot by Hiawatha. Kenzie Nelson battling for the offensive rebound. Here's Kylie Nelson for 3. Can't get it to go. It would have been number 7 in the game, but it's cleared off the miss by Jadelyn Breeze. And the Bears trying to get it up the floor quickly to Pauli, and that pass, too much heat. It's turned over.
Well, Brandon, maybe we jinxed it.
It is possible. You know how I feel about the announcer jinx.
Strongly.
Very strongly. Well, the Red Hawks, nonetheless, again, a dominant performance here once again. 6 minutes away from a 12-0 record. Uh-oh, there it is. Another opportunity. Kylie, oh, she can't do it. Long and off the heel. She's had numerous opportunities to tie this record. Here's Huntley into the front court for the Bears. Now back up top to Bree. She'll fire a deep one. That's just short. Rebound, Kylie Nelson. You know, Kylie Nelson not afraid to huck and chuck. 6 made threes tonight. She has a game-high 24, but she gets all the way to the rack, and she can do it that way as well. A nice drive and finish. Make it 26 for Kylie Nelson. 58-33 Red Hawks, 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Bears into the front court. On track to drop their 5th consecutive game, but right when I say that, Jadelyn Breeze from downtown. Straight away, her second 3 made tonight. She's got 9 and 5 rebounds. 58-36 Red Hawks. Kenzie, beautiful spin move, high off the window, can't get it to go. Fighting for their offensive rebound, and then it's whipped away by St. Mary's. Good job there by Pauli. Pauli, little 2-on-2 break, back to Huntley, off the window for 2. That's well played. Pauli the assist, Huntley a deuce. In transition, 8 for Huntley, and the Red Hawks lead is 58-38. That's just south of 5 minutes to go in the game. Well, here is Callie Nelson. A 3 away from tying the single game 3-pointers record. She's at 6 in this game, needs 7 to tie it. We need 2 more. She wants to break that record. Passing one-handed to the elbow to her sister, Kenzie. Another beautiful spin move off the window with touch. Kenzie Nelson now in double figures with 10. 60-38 Red Hawks. 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Bears right back up the floor. In and out on a 3. It was missed by Keenan. Another rebound for Kenzie Nelson, her 9th. One more. She's got a dub-dub. Kenzie, they don't stop her. Fading away. Gets the kind touch off the heel. Kenzie Nelson, all 12 of her points in the second half. It is 62-38 Red Hawks as we're coming up on the halfway point here in the fourth quarter. Bears nearly turning it over and do turning it over on the far side. Keenan lost the handle on the sideline and a third fourth quarter turnover for the Bears. 8 in the second half. Now 19 of those in the game.
when Hiawatha gets some momentum, they can really pull away from almost any team, and they're really showing it here tonight.
Well, 4 minutes to go. We're seeing some couple deeper bench players on the floor. Deja Beck into the game here for Hiawatha. Mikaylee Nelson still out there. 62-38, Red Hawks leading. Here's a three by Rocky, and nicely done on the rebound attempt there, pulled down by Jadelyn Breeze. 3:40 to go, 24 points. Red Hawks lead, about to go to 12-0 on the season. Inside, here is Foster a touch. Diving is Hutley, off the window, and it spins in there. Hutley now with 10 points, 62-40. The Red Hawks leading at 3:24 to go. And we'll see if Kylie maybe gets another opportunity. Looks like Coach Jasper going to go deep into the bench here momentarily. Kylie Nelson on the dribble. She is going to step back. A deep one. It is up the heel. Beck the offensive rebound. It's blocked inside. And then they're going to say Beck on the offensive rebound was out of bounds. So it goes back to St. Mary's. And Kylie Nelson is out. And I guarantee you she will not be coming back in this game tonight. So we had a chance. She probably had, what, 4 or 5 attempts?
Something like that.
Sitting on 6 made threes, but unable to tie a school record. But nonetheless, she's going to finish with 26 points tonight, leading this Red Hawks team 306 away from a 12-0 record. Both teams making subs as the Bears have it into the front court. Red Hawks turning off the pressure. Callie Scott is into the game as well, and a rebound for Rocky off the miss there on the left side for St. Mary's. Here's Rocky into the front court. They get it up the floor to Scott, that's actually Lears in the corner, who backs out, fires the three, and hits a three. Laura Lears, just her third made three this season. Her first points tonight, makes it 65-40. All Red Hawks, 2:35 to go in the game. So the Bears are going to drop to 1-10, as Lears got a hand on that pass, out of bounds into the second row. Couple more Hiawatha subs into the game. Mackenzie Shepherd is into the game. And Chrissy Allen as well. A couple of girls into the game now for Hiawatha. They've not seen a ton of time this year, but always good when you can get those players when you're up big. Is Breeze missing a right corner three and a rebound for Scott. So 2:20 to go. It's all Red Hawks. Got some bench players in. 65-40, and there's a travel against Pauly Rocky into the front court. Turnover on the Red Hawks.
We have two players right now that are seniors that have been on this team for all 4 years of their high school career. That's Chrissy Allen and Callie Scott. So good to see them in.
Now the Red Hawks again, they got about 8 to 10 minutes worth of true game time of kind of a back and forth battle, but really since halftime it has been all Red Hawks. Here's Breeze, elbow jumper, hits nothing but backboard, but a long rebound on the perimeter to Huntley for a reset. Lexi Carlson also into the game. First time tonight for the Bears. Another missed shot. Breeze another rebound. Working on Beck. A lot of contact. No call. Off the miss. Rebound Hiawatha and Chrissy Allen. Running out the 139. Red Hawks get it inside. Beck rejected at the rim. It's going to be out of bounds. It'll stay with the Red Hawks. 1:34 left. 65-40. Impressive showing here for both Hiawatha teams in the first round of the Thunder Classic. Our first game saw the Hiawatha boys avenge their only loss of the season to Troy. That final was 64-41, and we are very similar to that number as the girls are leading St. Mary's 65-40, but a turnover on the far side.
You know, Brandon, one other thing we didn't mention is two of the players out there right now are sisters.
Oh, okay.
And we have another set of sisters, which is Beck and Allen.
Small town community.
Yeah.
Everybody's connected.
I figured you'd like that one.
Okay. Well, it is quality information to know, so that's Paige of the Hiawatha Channel keeping me locked in on the Red Hawks family tree. Down to the final minute, 14, 25-point Red Hawks lead. Here's Lucy DeVader, a freshman in for the Bears, younger sister of Ben DeVader, who is a very good Bears basketball player. Pauly Rocky picks up a foul on the perimeter. Team foul number 3, final 71 seconds here. So both teams going a little bit deeper into the bench to close out this final minute plus. Man-to-man defense. Free throw line. It is Emma Foster. Foster gets it back on the left block. Little two-man game right back to Carlson. 23 on the shot clock. There's a bump and a foul on the perimeter. They're going to get Mackenzie Shepherd. just appearing in her second game of the season. 57 seconds to go, 65-40 Red Hawks. Final game coming up after this one. Final girls quarterfinal, host Nemaha Central taking on Jackson Heights. We'll have it for you. Here's Foster at the elbow, good right side kick. Keenan a three. It is a little bit long. Offensive rebound for Pauli, and now another chance for Keenan. This one not there. And a good box out and rebound for Hiawatha underneath for Chrissy Allen. About 6 second difference here between the shot clock and the game clock. Red Hawks a little sped up into the front court, and they turn it over. Shot clock turned off. Final 33 seconds here. 65-40 Red Hawk girls. About to go to 12-0 on the season. They'll advance to the semifinals on Thursday, take on the winner of Nemaha Central and Jackson Heights, which is coming up next. Here's Foster inside, kicking out back into the corner, up top to Pauli. Final 19 seconds, deep right side three, and a rebound off the miss for Hiawatha's Callie Scott. Pass tipped out of bounds by St. Mary's, 13 seconds remaining in the game. As Hiawatha about to run it out, number 5 ranked in Class 3A. They jumped 4 spots this week in the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association. They want a post touch for Beck, and Beck's going to draw a foul and shoot free throws with less than 2 seconds to go. Paige, what can you tell me about Deja Beck, who's on the floor?
She is a freshman, and she's pretty darn good on the volleyball court as well.
A foul on St. Mary's. Against Foster, her second, and free throws coming here, and the first one no good for Beck. This is going to wrap this game up. A dominant second half for the Red Hawks in this one. Led it by 10 at halftime, and now it's 25 in the waning moments of this one. Beck misses both. Offensive rebound up and no good at the buzzer for Chrissy Allen. The Hiawatha bench excited for the hustle, but nonetheless, the number 5 ranked Red Hawks dominant tonight. Once again, another win. They stay unbeaten on the year at 12-0, and they move on in the Thunder Classic to the semifinals with a 65-40 victory against the St. Mary's Bears. Our postgame show coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at Be Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. The Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
As your hometown bank, Citizen State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Game two of our triple header is in the books. 12th annual Thunder Classic here in Seneca. And on the girls' side in the first round, the number five-ranked team in 3A, Hiawatha Redhawks, staying unbeaten on the year. They outscore St. Mary's 33-18 in the second half. They put it on cruise control, defeat the Bears in this opening round game in Seneca. Final count, 65-40. So the Redhawks now 12-0 on the season. They have won 16 of their last 17 games, going back to the end of last season with the only loss in that stretch in the sub-state semifinals at Wellsville, which was a three-point loss, which ended their season. But nonetheless, this is a Hiawatha team that is large and in charge, and a dominant second-half performance, and another dominant night for Kylie Nelson. 26 points and six threes. We did find out middle of the broadcast that seven made threes was the school record. Clara Lindstrom back in 2022 had that record, but Kylie flirted with that record tonight in the second half, but with the big lead, she was pulled with about 5 or 6 minutes left in the game. So six made threes for Kylie Nelson, 26 points to lead Hiawatha. Outside of that, Sister Kinsey with 12 points and 9 rebounds. 9 points in the game from Michaela Williams. All 9 of her points, by the way, in the second quarter. Outside of that, Addison Williams, 8 points and 5 rebounds. 3 points in the game for Polly Rocky and also Laura Lears. And 2 points in the game as well for Remy Sieben Morgan and Claire Twombly. Sieben Morgan actually chipping in with 7 rebounds in the game as well. St. Mary's, they have lost 5 in a row, now 1-10 on the season. And they got 2 in double figures in this one. Brianna Figge leading the way, 11 points and 4 rebounds. 10 as well for Veronica Huntley. 9 points, 7 rebounds off the bench for Jade Lynn Breeze. They also got 8 points in the game from Lucy Keenan and 2 points in the game from Carson Pauli. Bears turned it over 19 times. They had 21 rebounds. They went 2 of 4 at the line, and they hit 4 threes. For Hiawatha, they had 37 rebounds, so a big category, plus 16 in the rebound department. For Hiawatha in this one, they had 14 turnovers. They were 3 of 5 at the line, and you pair the 6 Nelson threes with 1 more from Rocky, 2 more from Addison Williams as well, and then 1 from Laura Lears. The Redhawks, 10 made threes in this victory tonight. Number 5 ranked in 3A, now 12-0 on the year. And we are in between games. Our final game of the triple header coming up here in about 13 and change. And Hiawatha will now await the winner in the semifinals Thursday. It'll be either Nemaha Central or Jackson Heights. And we got that one for you coming up in about 13 or so minutes. All right, Kylie Nelson, player of the game.
I'd say so.
Paige? Any issues with that?
Not at all.
Well, she's had one or a few of those in her time. 26 points, 6 made threes, leading the charge for Hiawatha. Our player of the game brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Also want to thank our post-game show sponsor as well. That is Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. So stick with us. We still got one more game to go. It's the final girls quarterfinals here in Seneca, 12th Annual Thunder Classic. The host, Nemaha Central Thunder, taking on a Northeast Kansas League opponent in Jackson Heights. So stick with us. About 12 minutes out from that one, you're locked in here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.